Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Fred Schuelt. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Art Sharon. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Benny Bengo. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Fisher. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Carl Fisher. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting third. The right fielder, Johnny Whatwood. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Urbane Pickering. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rabbit Wurstler. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Connolly. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ivy Andrews. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ivy Andrews. And now, play ball. Fred Schuelt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schuelt is called out on strikes. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Wurstler fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schuelt. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Schuelt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schuelt throws the ball into Melillo, who tags Whatwood trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Johnson scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Campbell. Alexander reaches second base with a double. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon hits a line drive into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnson, who is chasing the ball. Melillo reaches third base with a triple. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Melillo scores. It's Browns, 1, Red Sox, 1. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a fly ball into right field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a pop-up towards short. Wurstler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Pickering reaches second base with a double. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pickering scores. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. Wurstler moves to second. One out. Ivy Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-1 in the game. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering juggles the ball. That's an error on Pickering. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Whatwood. Burns reaches second base with a double. Schult moves to third. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Schult scores. Burns moves to third. That run is unearned. One out. It's Browns, 2, Red Sox, 2. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-1 in the game. Goslin takes first base on ball 4. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0-for-1 in the game. Sherin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Fisher covering, for the out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Alexander hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Melillo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Melillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bengo hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Melillo. The throw from Connolly and he is out, Wurstler applying the tag. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 1 in the game. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 1 in the game. Jolly hits a line drive into center field. Schult picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Schult. Jolly moves to second. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Pickering hits a line drive into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wurstler hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0 for 1 in the game. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Carl Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Andrews fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 2 in the game. Schult hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Burns hits a pop-up towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ivy Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 1 in the game. Andrews hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. McManus reaches second base with a double. Johnson moves to third. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns fields it and throws to home to get Johnson. McManus moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Alexander hits a line drive into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Campbell hits a fly ball into right field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Goslin hits a line drive into center field. Johnson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Johnson. Goslin moves to second. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 0 for 2 in the game. Sharon hits a line drive into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Goslin moves to third. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Melillo hits a line drive into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jolly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Pickering hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wurstler hits a line drive into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0 for 2 in the game. Connolly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bengo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 2 in the game. Levy bunts towards the mound. Andrews fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carl Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0 for 2 in the game. Fisher bunts towards first. Alexander scoops it up and throws to first, with McManus covering, for the out. Levy moves to second. Two outs. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0 for 3 in the game. Schultz hits a pop-up towards third. Pickering settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ivy Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. McManus hits a pop-up towards third. Sharon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Burns hits a line drive into right field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Campbell takes first base on ball 4. Goose Gosselin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosselin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gosselin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Campbell moves to second. Two outs. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 0-for-3 in the game. Sherin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Worstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Whatwood takes first base on ball 4. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Alexander hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sherin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Pickering hits a pop-up towards third. Sherin catches it and throws to first to double up Jolly. Two outs. Rabbit Worstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worstler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Worstler hits a line drive into left field. Gosselin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Melillo is called out on strikes. One out. Showboat Fisher pinch hits for Benny Bengo. Showboat Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Levy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops it up and throws to first, with Andrews covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.